It's about 1 o'clock, which means the next presentation will start here in the Postgres Dev Room. So let's give a hand to Gulcin Jelinek, who is about to talk about PostgreSQL logs, table level logs.
Okay, how is now? Yes, good. So today's topic, as it says in the presentation, we will talk about table level logs, mainly DDL logs. So let's start. A short, like, who am I page. I work in a startup called Zeta. We do Postgres service, and we have our own open source tools, and one of them today I will mention. I am also recently recognized a part of Postgres project as Postgres contributor, and I have been using Postgres for a long time already and happy to be part of the community, and thank you for coming and visiting our dev room. I also do, like, I run a user group for the Prague, because I live in Prague for almost 8 years now. So if you are around and if you are close by to Prague, you can just visit it every month. We meet and talk Postgres with 2 talks a month. And there are other things I do as well. I am Turkish, so I have communities in Turkey that I run as well. We have this Women Devs community in Turkey that I have been part of and running it for 10 years now, and now we are also organizing our own conference. If you happen to be in Istanbul in summer, feel free to join. And recently also I became a part of the diversity committee, and we are trying to make Postgres welcoming for everybody. And yeah, that's enough of me. And I like to come to FOSDEM a lot. It is somehow like, I don't know how you feel, but over the years you see that your friends develop, your projects develop, and you make new friends. So yeah, things change, but some things stay same, and that's what I think makes FOSDEM good. We know that it will be every year in January or February we'll get together and then have this nice conference that we can just talk. And so I appreciate it and wanted to share, like, how much I love being here. And today's talk will be mainly about, like, these are the talk points, not exactly how the order of the talk will be, but we'll be talking about MVCC design. We will have mainly cover the DDL logs and how the log queue works in Postgres, and then how we can arrange the impact of the logs that happens during the production environments. And then we will introduce a project, open source project that I am related with, SP0. Okay, so what is actually, like, let's go, like, a bit generic and the concept of log. When I was thinking of writing something about logs, I was like, I always tend to, like, go to the word etymology, like, where does log come from and so on. So I ordered, like, Persian logs and history of locking and lock picking and so on. And then eventually I noticed, like, there are some parallels that I can draw between these things now that I had these books. To be able to pick a lock, you have to understand, like, how its inner workings, inner mechanisms work, like how the pins interact, what is the, like, tumbler doing. And if you know a position, like if you know the correct position of these things when interactions of these mechanisms, you can actually open a lock, any type of lock, without a key, right? That's, like, the kind of how log picking works. And the same actually applies for databases as well. To be able to understand this locking mechanism in databases in general, in Postgres, you need to understand some of the inner mechanisms that are intervened here. And mainly in Postgres, this is about concurrency, because in the real life, in the physical world, the locking is usually for about security, securing a safe or securing a door and so on. But in Postgres, it's not something we do for securing it, nothing related to security, but how we handle high concurrency. So that I wanted to, like, explain a little bit. And it is not something only Postgres uses, obviously, and it is used everywhere. But how Postgres actually handles it a little bit. So that's why it brings us to topic of MVCC. It's like, I believe everybody knows about it. Is there anybody who doesn't know what MVCC is in the room? Yeah. Okay, but if refresh it for people who actually maybe heard this first time, it means multi-version concurrency control is a mouthful. But what does it mean? When we are writing and updating this data, some data, it doesn't really change directly in place. So instead, we do copies of the version. We multiply the versions of the rows basically, and then we keep those versions. And what does it do? While, let's say, a query seeing a snapshot of what we have, and other queries can get other versions of the same thing without actually blocking each other. That's the whole concept, in a way, that we can actually, when we are writing, we are not blocking the reads that's happening at the same time, and the reads are not blocking the writes. So this is why it's called like multiversion, because we have the multiversion of the same row. And this is very good, because most of the locking, we avoid most of the locking thanks to this architecture that we are using in Postgres. And if we didn't have this, we could have to use locks more. But for example, for the most of the DML operations, we are covered, because this allows like the updates, deletes, and merges happen utilizing this. But it is like there are some locks that we can't avoid some of the locking, because even though we are able to, thanks to this multiversion view that we do, we can actually avoid some of the locking, but not everything. So reads still have to lock some of the, lock some of the objects. So that's why it's important that this bit is quite crucial for how we do the concurrency, how we do the isolation. But we can't really avoid not having any locking. Okay, so when I just mentioned like in theory MVCC, it might not really be clear perhaps. So that's why I put an example here. I hope it is readable everywhere in the back. So what happens? When a transaction updates data, as we said, Postgres creates a new version. And this new version of the role, well, it still has the old version of the